Well, thank you, Jimmy, and I'd like to say something nice about you. I only wish there was something nice about you.
Well, there's this suit, Bentley.
Oh, yes, yes, it's smooth, isn't it?
Not too ostentatious, you don't think?
Oh, no, no, I think it's a grand idea having the spats embroidered Edwards for laughter. Of course, it's not the sort of thing I'd go for.
No, you just wear the plain hatband which lights up and says, Dick Bentley, radio comedian.
Well, I don't like to be flashed. You see, that's why I'm wearing this sober outfit today. Just wait till Joy gets here. She'll go for it. I can just hear her when she sees this turtleneck sweater.
Oh, hiya, fellas. Oh, look, a turtle. Oh, boy, we've got a lovely telegram from the BBC engineer about our 21st anniversary.
Well, read it, Joy. What does it say?
It says, Type Company, today is your 21st recording. Hope you break the record. If you don't, I will.
Oh, isn't that nice? I've got something for him, too.
What?
Contempt.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Nichols. Here's another telegram.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Who's it from?
I think it's the post office. I recognize the handwriting.
Alan, stop trying to be funny. For 21 weeks we've had this trouble. Alan wants to be a comedian. The announcer wants to be a comedian. They forget about me.
Do you want to be a comedian?
Oh, I'd love to. Alan, what's in the telegram, Jimmy?
Well, it's a very important one, actually. It's from Jack Benny. He wants to know when we're going to visit America.
No kidding.
Yes, he says, Dear Type, when are you going to come across with something funny?
Gosh, that's really thoughtful.
Well, yeah. I think we should celebrate our coming of age. Let's have a party. In fact, let's have a lot of parties. Let's go around and see just how people do celebrate.
Good idea, Joy. Ladies and gentlemen, Type brings you Focus on Parties.
Let us look first at one of those wild bohemian parties where all restraint is flung aside in an orgy of revelry and wild passions are unleashed.
Oh, Mavis. Mavis, do have another prune finger. No, not for me, Tar. If I have one on top of that rhubarb flan, I shall only catch it tonight. Oh, I thought we should never finish that last game of sardines. Such a silly room for that girl to hide in. Oh, Mavis, you are quite the belle of the ball. I shall never forget the thrill as I met you on the tram. You were breathtaking in your green net evening gown and your rubber Wellington. Although I must say, some of the frocks here are a bit much. Our hostess is very decorative. I could hardly look her in the face. Oh, look, Mavis, the string quartet is playing Knees Up Mother Brown, our song. Slip your shoes back on and let us join the mad whirl and dance till the rosy fingers of dawn peep shyly over the cycle shed. Now let us turn to another kind of party, the anniversary, Darby and Joan, and 25 years of wedded bliss.
25 years today, lass. It's a long time. What say we go out and celebrate?
Aye, Henry, that'd be champion.
We'll have a dinner somewhere. And as it's our 25th anniversary, let's make it the two of us. Let's not take your mother.
But Henry...
Nay, lass, no one can say I haven't done my duty towards her. She's lived with us for 25 years. For 25 years, we've taken her with us, holidays and celebrations. But tonight, it's just us two. Leave behind your mother.
My mother?
Aye, the dear old lady in the kitchen.
But Henry, she's not my mother. I thought she was your mother.
Some people prefer a more intellectual party with organized games. Probably the great favorite is murder. The most interesting part of this game is when all the lights in the house are put on again and the detective questions each suspect.
Now, Miss Arundel, what were you doing while the lights were out? Were you alone in the darkness when the scream was heard?
Not likely. I was with Gilbert. He's my boyfriend. He's a bit of a scream, too.
I mean, did he leave you alone at any time?
With the lights out? You don't know Gilbert. He's proper victim maturi, he is.
Oh, indeed. Would he have noticed if the murderer had walked past?
He wouldn't have noticed if the Lord Mayor's show had walked past. One thing at a time, that's Gilbert.
Miss Arundel, you appear...